This week, our Education Desk brings us conversations with Central Indiana school superintendents who asked voters to pass referendums next week on Election Day. Today, Lawrence Township Schools seeks a $191 million property tax increase over the next 8 years to renovate its two high schools and other schools. WFYI's Eric Whittle asked Superintendent Sean Smith, why is the district seeking a referendum now?
There's been about 200 school referenda in the state.
Yes.
This is the first one for you, and you're the last school district in Marion County to attempt this.
Exactly.
Why now?
Why now? The Metropolitan School District of Lawrence Township has enjoyed the fact that they've not had to do a school referendum because of just timing and the fact that we have built a lot of our schools prior to a lot of the law changes. So for Lawrence Township, you have to look at our size. We're a very large school corporation in the state of Indiana. I think we're the eighth or ninth largest school district. And so when many of our buildings were built some 30 years ago, it was really before the period of time we have where the laws have changed, where we can only, you know, bond out a certain number of dollars. And so that's why we're a little bit late to the game. We're also asking to renovate our two high schools, and that's a very unique situation. We are a school corporation that has two large high schools, and as a result, any ask to renovate them will require a school referendum.
And so what do you say are the biggest issues with the high schools right now that you want to fix?
I think Lawrence Township, we have really been able to manage our money very well and really get the most out of our buildings. I want the public to think about this, that Lawrence North High School has never had a major renovation. We've done some additions to the building, but we've never gutted the building and renovated it, and it's 46 years old. And then Lawrence Central High School, its last renovation was right at 26 years ago. So we've been very fortunate for those buildings to be maintained and kept, but the vast majority of the dollars we're going to spend on the buildings are really behind the scenes. Your heating, air conditioning, behind the walls, things that simply just need to be improved. And then the biggie is, as much as change with schools, and safety and security is going to be huge for us since we have two very large open campuses, that we're going to definitely have to put money into safety and security.
And that seems to be, you know, the main issue you're seeing districts want now more funding for. Carmel Schools is actually doing a safety referendum on this ballot coming up. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of building those safety measures into the physical needs.
Absolutely, which is extremely important when you think about this, the sheer size of the facilities and the amount of people that come in and out of the building. To assure that our kids are going to be safe, we're going to have to make some adjustments to the building for modern times.
So since this is your first referendum that you're doing, you know, a lot of other communities are used to this every few years, mm-hmm. having the signs come up and the superintendent go out and people promote it. So what are you doing right now to get to explain to people who may not have really even considered this since it's the first time they're hearing about it?
It has been a very long process. As a matter of fact, probably about a year-long process that we have tried to engage the community about the school corporation, because many patrons throughout the state of Indiana, you know, I hear the number something like 89% of adults don't have kids in school throughout the state of Indiana. So, and we're in a similar position. So it's a matter of communicating to the public. And when I say public, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about our taxpayers and property owners, many of them who don't have kids in school, about what's happening in our school corporation, so that they understand the investment that we're making is certainly going to pay dividends for all of us as we prepare the next generations.
And if you go out and you're talking to people and you do meet a homeowner who doesn't have children, either they don't have them or they're gone away, they don't want to pay more taxes,
sure.
What would you tell them?
I would say I fully understand that. As I've gotten older, I understand that we have families that are on fixed incomes and retirees that are, but this is more about an investment. And the deeper issue, the quality of life for our community and keeping our property values and our schools and our community very strong. They are intertwined together. So having very strong schools is a conduit for very strong property values and a sense of community that we have out here.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
That was WFYI's Eric Whittle speaking with Lawrence Township Schools Superintendent Sean Smith.